And tonight's shiur is dedicated to the nishmas of Rav Mordechai of Yerachmiel, Shalom Shav Aliyah. This week we're laying two sedges, Parshas Tazria and Metzorah. And last week, Parshas Shmini, we spoke about issues related to construction of a mikveh. I was going through some yom related to mikveh, so I thought that this week we'd discuss another mikvahs related topic. That is the question of tevila in a river, the most of the time of the river, a lake, or an ocean. Parshas Metzorah, towards the end of the sedra, describes various different types of tumah and how a little bit about how one removes that tumah. The pasuk says, first source, Ha'ikar Perek Tezol, pasuk for Zion, the ish kiseit zemen ashich vazdera v'rachatz b'mayim is called the sorah v'tumah at a'arif. Someone who had a certain discharge from the body becomes tumah, and he should bathe, he should immerse himself, his entire body in water, and he becomes tumah. So the Gemara in Erevin, the Abdalim of Beis, among other places, says as follows. The Gemara says, that chatzitza, the concept of a chatzitza, not having any something out of interposing or interfering directly between the skin and the body of water, or if it's a keli between the vessel and the body of water, that's called a chatzitza. So the Gemara seems to say chatzitza in the raisu, the problem the raisu. Let's see, we quote our pasuk. So the shot fixes it up. That our pasuk are chatz for mine is called b'sarol. What does that mean? Shelo yei dover chotez name b'sarol mine. Right, b'sarol. So none of you chotez. Good. That's not for us tonight. Other time we'll talk about the pieces. But mayim means the main mikvah. Kol b'saro means mayim shekol gufo olabayim. It's water which the entire body can go in. Kama hain, how much is that? Ama barum, shalosh amas, one ama by olabay. Three amas, that's enough water for the average person to immerse his entire body at once. The shirah chacham and main mikvah our boy himself. The mikvah has to have our boy himself. Fine. Rashi explains, right, what does main mikvah mean? Mechunasin, water is gathered in one place. We discussed that in the past. It doesn't have to be mayim chaim. It doesn't have to be living water, spring water. Kol b'sar, Rashi says, mashma kol b'sar kecha. That's Rashi in the Alam Beis. The word v'rachat is kol b'sar means all your body should go in at once. Okay, so that's, we know, you have to have 40 saw. Yeah, so that's not good. That's the Gemara discussion. It's not another issue now. Okay, but whatever the shear is, it's 40 saw for a mixer. Now, we discussed last week, and I printed the fourth source, the Pasuk and Parsha Shmi, Le'ikah Pergiyal, Pasuk Lama Tov, which describes two bodies or two pools to gather waters. Ach mayim, ubor mikveh mayim. That's what explained at a simple level. There's two things. Something called a mayim, something called a bor mikveh mayim, a pit which gathers water in. So these are, again, we discussed these sources in the past, in case one wasn't here, or have a review. So Rashi explains that the Pasuk here in Parsha Shmini is telling us that this water in these places, either in a mayim, which means a spring, or a pit which has water gathered into it, not from the spring, yet Torah Rashi explains in source 5, ach mayim, ubor mikveh mayim, this type of liquid, this liquid in these gatherings don't become tummy. However, an auxiliary meaning or an additional level of interpretation means not only does this type of water not become tummy, but it has the capacity to make something else tar. We discussed last time the relation between those two things, not for us now, but we know that water in a mayan, which means a spring, or water in a mikveh can make someone who is tameh tahar. Okay, that's based on Gemara Pesachim, Daf Tes Aleph Aleph, so 6, Tashma, Achman, Avor, Mikveh, Mayi, Yatar, Mayi, Yatar, Mitum, Aso. You can become tahar from your tumah, Rashi explains. So 7, Pesachim, Tes Aleph Aleph, Dir, Masa, Yatar, Mitum, Aso, Lachi, Tamar, Im Yavo, HaTameh, B'mayim, Uvor, Mikveh, Mayim, Yatar, if somebody or something which is tameh goes immersed in a mikveh or in a bor, which is in a mayim rather, a spring or a mikveh, becomes tahar. Okay, the person or the item becomes tar. Hold the tumah because you immerse. Okay,
that's it. That's the definition of tar and garment.
Right, but the pasuk is talking about initially that the water doesn't become tumah.
Oh.
The additional level of interpretation, not only doesn't become, such water can't become tumah through contact with something tumah, like other liquids can, right? But it does it as well that if someone who is tumah or an item that is tumah is in that water becomes tar. That's the
second.
The second thing, Mardash is the word yetar. For the context there in Shmini is things that become tummy. The liquid from the coast or whatever can become tummy, right? Certain type of liquids can't become tummy. Maybe liquid in water in a mikveh or water in a mayan can't become.
It
can be
tired from the
outside. I don't, not therefore necessarily. We discussed lipstick. I don't have time to go over it. What does there with it's both of them. Right, that's all. Good. Now, the Sifra there in Parsha Shmini, Parsha Tes, the end of the Parsha Tes, the end of the Parakir, those Gimel, this arrangement, source number 8, says we find there's a number of basic differences. One that the Medrash points out here, and Shalacha points out here, basic difference in a mayan and a mikveh. Mora says, "Imayan mitayar b'zochlin." the water in a spring is mitar to water that is flowing. Zochen means water that is flowing. So it's true af mikveh mitar zochen. Can flowing water in a mikveh also mitar? And everyone says no. Maybe Shalach rather says no. Tamalama ach. Achmayim, hamayim, mitar bezochen, the hamikveh ashborin. We'll define ashborin now. The ashborin means still water, stationary water. Okay,
water
that's the measure.
Spring, in a mikveh.
Right now, it's called stationary water. Okay, you can use that water. Okay, right now it's not flowing. Right, so right now it isn't flowing. It doesn't matter where it came from. Right, so again, I came all about now, but the point is that in a mikveh, the water is not flowing. And we mentioned that's why you have to be careful about the mikveh in such a way that there's no seepage, or at least noticeable seepage. Again, I don't have time to go over that all now, but as opposed to a body of water like a spring where the water is zochen. That's really also a mishnayis and maseches mitzvot, and nine, so it's perak aleph, mishnah, zayinaches. You put them together, you see there's a mikveh that requires 40 saw, and the mishnah here tells another difference in a mikveh and a mayim. Okay, you look in Mishnah Zion, source 9, in Parak Aleph Mikvos, Mikvah Mishesh for Arboim Saw. Mikvah has to have Arboim Saw. That's a 40 saw of water, approximately 200 gallons. Shabbat Tovin, right? There's the Ravavim Batanur. Source number 10 explains there. Mishnah Zion, Tovin, B'nai Adam Kogu, for a person who wears his whole body, or Matfilim Kalim, either one. Amaya and Shemayim Novim. Okay, you need, Mikvah needs 40 saw. But at the end of that, it says, Mayim Lahat Biboba Kosu. A Mayan does not need 40 saw. Now, for a person, it's hard to get in. But for Kalim, you can get this, depending on the size of the Kalim. And again, this is talking about Tvilas Kalim Mituma as opposed, or it's possibly as opposed to Tvilas Kalim. We call Tvilas Kalim. I don't want to talk to that now either. But the point is, a Tvilas Kalim Mituma requires less, does not require 40 saw. And neither does Tvilas Adam, if it's a small person. You don't need 40 saw if you're immersing in a Mayan, a spring.
But what
I don't know
that the Tfilas
Kalim,
new Kalim is
going to
have to send
Shiur.
That's
a
Machokas,
is not
for that. What is, like you mentioned before, that the Shiur is for most consumers. Yeah. That's the case. That even if it's a small person, it should require.
Right, that's what I'm
saying. Or will have to, if it's an obese person.
Right, right. So that's a discussion. Well, should not be enough. Well, should be enough.
Should
right.
be enough.
Right,
yeah.
So that's correct, but not for now. I'm not going to that now. Okay, now, but anyway, I just want to focus on this difference in a mind and a mikvah, right? Mikveh is the next mission. Mishnah Ches says that a mikveh is the end of Mishnah Zayin says that a mikveh is entire by Shporin. So those are two differences between a mikveh and a mayan that we saw. One that a mikveh requires 40 saw and a mayan is okay with kosher. The other one is that a mayan is mitar bezochel and a mikveh has to be Shporin, has to be stationary water. Okay, as the last Rav there says, a mayan lahat bevo kosher lo boi avoyim saw ke mikveh. It doesn't need 40 saw like a mikveh does. A mikveh mitar bepochel avoyim saw. V'hai, mitarba kosher kemayan. Someone who's like a mayan is only kosher. But that's how the Rambam codifies that lahalacha in source 11. Luchos miklos, perek tes, halacha zayin, and ches, so particularly for us who look at halacha ches now. He says that towards the end of that page, and all the next page, ma, and our receipt here, ma ben mayan, so what do we read now? Ma ben mayan lemikveh, what's the difference between a mayan and a mikveh? Ha mikveh ain't a mitar el b'mem saw, ha mayan mitarba kosher. A mikveh, you require 40 saw, mayan is off to any now. Again, assuming the item or person can fit it. Pass now. A mikveh ain't a mitar el b'mem saw. A mikveh requires stationary water. A mayim hanizcholim ain't a mitar. But if it's flowing, it's not mitar. A mayim mitar is open. And a third difference: a mikveh osal b'tfilo zovim. Someone who's zov is also from this week's schedule. Zov is a male. Male has a certain discharge from his body, which is not the normal type of discharge. Due to some illness, thing more works out. Whatever. We don't know exactly what it is today. But then you need a mayim because the pasuk this is mayim chayim. Mayim chayim means besides the soda, means the spring water.
Which category is in your mayim data?
Zav and zav does not. That's a lachok. We pass zav does not. Luckily, and others all in the close today because women are suffering zav. We have to okay. Also for the eifer part, do we need to have nothing of mayim chayim? Okay. Okay. Anyway, Shulchanoch.
Those two, babe.
Yeah. Shulchanoch says you're there in Reish Aleph. That's what we're talking Reish Aleph today. May mayim matar after zochin. It flows and it's not gathered in one place. The big shum in rainwater ain't the tire alash bore, it appears. Mokum omuk shumiskan to Bohamayim Nikash Borin. Probably the word shavu, it's cracked in the ground like a crack in the ground. But if there's flowing water, it's also I mean atar, that's also further machos with the rice, but we assume it's minatar. Fine. And the tires, if you cut bays there and your day from Shah says Ashborin, very shame cluing with Kaiman with boards. Pit there and fix in some kind of a pit. Some kind of dugout area, but in Haim Zochen, Tzulin, he says, but if it's flowing, it's possible. Again, we discussed last time what it has to be. It's really Nikeres, not Nikeres, okay. Shach also, it's called Nikeres, it's Marish Alav, right? Vashborin, Good. Well, we should be able to answer our question about a river. A river is flowing, right? It's a perfect example of the water comes from whatever aquifer is the underground they come from, and it flows. So it should be perfectly acceptable to be totally a river. Why not? It's Zochen. It's not a mikveh, right? It's Zochen. And Zochen is fine when it's and it should have all the coolness of a mine, but it should have the middle of a mine. That's what it looks like. And so the Mishnah in Mikvos, Parakei Mishnah Hay, source 15, says, Hazochlin Kemayim, any flowing water indeed is like a Mayim. Good, that'll help us with the river. As Rabbi Batanura there says in 16, Mishnah Hay, right, Parakei Mishnah Hay, Hazochlin Kegon Naharos, like rivers. Okay, Shehen Zochlin, which flow, the water flows.
Does it doesn't matter whether it's spring or rainwater. Or
well, hold on, good, that's okay, good. Good. For right now,
what's the definition of the spring?
Well, the underground spring.
Okay, where the sun is coming from.
Well, okay, so let's see. Then we'll talk. So, but the Rabbi Martinus says in 16, Hazochin Kigon Naharos, Shein Zochin, Harein Kemayan. They're out of the din of a Mayan. We're Matarin to Zochin. Zochin is Matarin. And it's Koshein. You don't need the 40 sun. But, back to the Mishnah. The Hanotrim can make the dripping water, water that drops in, as the Rabbi Martinus says, Kigon makes some like rainwater. Okay? So that's like a mikveh. Right, as again, Batanur says, with tar bar boim saw, you need our boim saw. Uvash bar has to be gathered together, not flowing. Then hayid Reb Tzadik, okay. Ala zochin sherabu ala notvim shen sherin. If you have a combination,
the river is flowing.
Yeah,
so it's flowing. The source is rain. It's like a mix.
Well, 1 second. We didn't say that. We didn't say it yet. Okay, we said the zochin just said flowing water. Okay, let's see. We're going to clarify. Okay, we will clarify. But that's the second part of that mission. Look back in 15. Hey, Reb Tzadok, Al-Azochin, if the flowing water, and here's going to mean naturally flowing water, means from a spring, Sherabu Al-Anotin is more of a Zochin than a rainwater, because in any river, there's going to be some rainwater too. It rains sometimes. If you have Zochin, Sherabu Al-Anotin, Shem Ksherin, that's okay, as long as the river consists of more flowing water, more spring water, more underground naturally flowing water, then rainwater, okay? And as the Rabbi Mertzler says, Shem Ksherim, he says, Kizochin hov and notim water. Okay, now, that already leads us to the fact that, 1 second, let's say you have a river which is mostly rainwater. That already looks like it's no good, because rainwater, we said, has to be only, is only matar in an ashbarin, in a collective pool. So that's a problem.
So the flow is going on the source, not on...
Right, not on the side, right. Now, says the... So now let's turn to a Gemara. We're going to see this in a few different places. One source is Nida Samach Zayin Amar Aleph. Gemara tells a story in 17. Abu Adi Shmuel, Ovid Lebinse, Mikvaos Biyome Nisan, Matsum Emi Tishrei. The father of Shmuel, he was called the father of Shmuel, Abu Adi Shmuel. Right? I mean, he has his own name, but he's known more for his son. That's okay, because the Gemara says elsewhere, the Gemara says that a person is jealous of everybody but your children and your Talmidim. You're happy when your children become greater than you are. You're happy when your Talmidim become greater than you. You know, so you let loose some identity. I remember once years ago, Rabbi Lozomir Teitz, Shalita from Elizabeth, so his father, Pinchas Teitz, was the founder of the Elizabeth community, a great Talmud Chacham, and the father is still alive, and Lozomir Teitz has a son, Rabbi Eliyahu Teitz, you know. So I remember one of his Sheva Brachas, we taught in the same school, the same yeshiva, so the Sheva Brachas, the Eliyahu Teitz got married, so the Elazar Meir Teitz, the father, came, so the principal of the school introduced the Elazar Meir Teitz, the Rabbi Tar, as Rabbi Teitz's father, because the students knew the young Rabbi Teitz, that's according to Rabbi Teitz's father. So Elazar Meir Teitz got up and said, here I'm Rabbi Teitz's father, and Elizabeth, I'm Rabbi Teitz's son. Evidently, I don't have any identity. Anyway, I'm going to Shmuel. Talmud Levinte made for his daughters mikvaos biyomei nisan umafti lemitish. What's going on here? So Rashi tells in 18 the following. Mikvaos biyomei nisan, mikveh mayim kosim, the enon tolos banahar. He did not want the girls, the daughters, to immerse in the river. Why? Yomei nisan we're talking about now in the spring. Lefisha ragu hamayim bimos hagshomim mikshomim shenapu. Because at that time of the season, there was more rainwater in the river than there was spring water, because it's right at the end of the rainy season. Like in Bavel, like I saw, there are distinct rainy seasons, and unlike around here a little bit, there's distinct rainy seasons and dry seasons. So in the Roman Nisan, at the end of this winter, so they were right, so there was more rainwater.
the chayesh shema yirba notun al azochin. There'll be more rainwater than there are azochin. And he quotes the Taurus Kohanim that the town is azochin. He quotes the mission that we mentioned and so on. Everything we said. Okay, so because a mayan is matar bezochin, a mikvah is matar b'ashporin. But he says we're afraid of that. So and he says So a little later he says. If the rivers that, or also water that drip down from the mountains, run down from the mountains, like melting snow and stuff like that, that spills into the rivers. That is a din of a mikveh. If it's flowing, it's no good. Okay, if it's rainwater, it has to be, we said, in a stationary area. If it, in the flowing area, it's no good. And the month of Nisan was more rainwater. There were more rainwater. Therefore, they made them regular mikvahs that they should go in. Okay, then he says a side point. Some have said that the reason he did that is because you need mayim chayim lezova, that a zova also needs. But the Rashi rejects that. All right, but anyway, Avalav Milsa, he says. All right, anyway, what about Yom Tishrei? Yom Tishrei is the end of the summer. It doesn't rain. But Tehillat Tishrei doesn't rain, basically, for more or less than Pesach now. So months and months, there's no rain. So it'll be okay to go in the river. So for that, he allowed them to go in the river, but he made mafti. What are mafti? Shatovim in the Nahar. At that time of the year, the girls did go into the river and did use that as a mikveh. All right, it's a matayah, well, not a mikveh, the mayan. Shazochim Meruvin, because there the flowing water, the spring water has more. Halamaf mitnei chatzitzas hatit, nosim mafos benar, shalvers the land. You go into a river, the bottom is muddy. So, you know, there's mud. So you'd go in, so he would make these mafts here like a mat. They could stand on the mat, because if you walk into a mikveh and your feet are muddy, so it's a problem of chatzitza. Maybe the mud gets caked on you a little bit, so it's stuck. So for that reason, he didn't want them to walk in the mud. That's what he did. Right, exactly. So
not worried about your foot.
Right, because the water. Right, because the water goes there. Because the water gets out of here, it's not so tight. But
the mud.
Well, so let's see.
The mud stays on your foot.
Right? Oh, exactly. So let's see. So that's look at 19. The same sugi appears in Shabbos Samech Hey Amar Aleph. Avur the Shmuel. There's a few things about Avur the Shmuel. The first two are not relevant to us, but the last one is. Then the line 19. Then the line in 19. All of them close on these Masim and Tishrei. So Rashi there says again in 20, same thing. During Nisan, he made like a little mikveh. Maybe it was Samoch Anar, right near. He let the water come from the river. It was mostly rainwater. He made some kind of channel or something like that, and he got it into mikvah, and he closed it completely. It became like a mikvah. But Mafti, when Mitisha, why should Tovos be pros? Pros is Nahar Pros, the Euphrates. They live in Bava, right? The Euphrates River. They would be Tovos in the Euphrates River. With their teeth, because of the mud, Shaloya Chatzitza, there shouldn't be a Chatzitza. They would put this type of a mat on the floor. Tosus, there in Shabbos, Samachem, and Aleph, Sos, and Tvayim, Dibra Masa Mafti, says a different reason. Quotes Rashi, says Rabbi Tom, Pirish, a different thing. So nosnos mafti zekuvos. It wasn't a mat that he put down. He made a partition for tzniyus reasons. Shelo yiru osan ha'olam. So people shouldn't see them when they're going to these baishu. They'll be embarrassed. They won't want to go in the mikveh. So they're under with the feet problem. The problem was he didn't want them to go into the river, you know, in view of other people. So he built some sort of a partition basically. So should go. And that's what Tosfos says. The chiddush Ramban there in Shabbos 22 next verse. He quotes Rashi's, and he mentions what you just said about the mud. The problem with mud is efshasher avibiosis. Sometimes the mud can be thick. Generally, says Ava ain't chotis. Mud that doesn't not to say count the chatzitz because it comes right off. And he brings a raya from another mishmik vos and so on. Mashrusha ain't a chotis to the homan. But he says on the third line of 22, Ava, what you just said, Ava ragle adam chotis shu nichtas kol beino etzvos and nivchak sham. It gets stuck between your toes and it gets stuck there. That's the problem. Okay, that's what he says. Okay? And then he quotes those who say that it has to do with theus, and at the end he writes, the Ramban writes, our godims are pishul stand. That's theus. That's to do with theus, because we're afraid that people will see them and so on. The Chiddush HaRitva there in Shabbos Talachayim, I'm an Aleph rather, 23, the Masim Yachtu, at Tishrei, he says, well, what's the problem with the mud? You walk in good, there's some mud on you. But then you take another step, you pick up the foot, it comes right off, right? The second line, the Caleb Labasha Snizbar Grab Mayan Nidbar Khatitla Khashim Khatitza shouldn't be considered a Khatitza. But he says, no, Lav Milsi, the Hasam Lekashum Dobar Nidbak, it doesn't stick to you. The Khotis Mashain came, conch and nitpak bein etzbel seil, get caught between your toes and thought. The end, he quotes a different interpretation from the Ravid. The Ravid al Heshal Rashi, he says, but there's a problem here because there's a special gzera on any keli, which is any item which is used for reclining on, special technique, like a mat. You're not supposed to be tunnel. So litbal got me kamek chazal the yeshiva, a certain gzera. Therefore, he says something. The third shot, he said, we're talking here. He put the mat not in the water, so you stand on it, not as partitions, but right as a path into the water, so they don't get the dirt as they walk, the sand as they're walking in. There's Mayri Dahani Map to the end of 23, the son of Afsaf HaNahar, right by the shore. Okay, different interpretation. Okay? Then the Gemara goes by to 24. Same Gemara, Shabbos HaMahameh, is a little further. The Amad Lemikriyam and Nisan, this practice of Avodah Shmuel, that at least in Nisan, you know, in the spring season, when there was a lot of rainwater in the rivers, it's Misael El Rav. It accords with the view of Rav. Dama Rav. Mitra B'marava Sahada Rav Pras. Rav also agreed with that idea. You've got to be concerned that there's more rainwater than there is flowing water, spring water, into the river at that time. And he has a sort of an idea. Mitzvah b'marava sada rava pras. If there was rain in the west, then it's attested to by the Euphrates River. Because you could see by the water level of the Euphrates River how much water, the Euphrates River is to the east of Eretz Yisrael, right? So if it rained over there, so then the water level is pretty. That's Sada Rabo. Okay? As Rashi explained. Well, I don't know. Offhand, we'd have to check if there's spring water. So there are maps you can find out today. Sometimes surprisingly, there's a lot of places underground springs. By our nickname here in Teaneck, right nearby, is underground spring. So you have to check in each case. But I don't know.
How do you find that?
You can either dig or today, I'm sure they have maps.
You know what?
We can watch. Right. Well, so we'll get there. No, the spring water means it comes from underground.
Right, but ultimately,
the water goes back up to the water cycle. Now, that's why they read out mixed. It's an underground spring. It's all right. It's indoors. It comes from underground spring. That's why it's so cold. Unless a lot of people are using it. Anyway, so. You look at the so that's the Misael Rav. So Rashi explains there 25. Rashi in the Shabbat Hamachem is Mitzvah B'Marav. He's in Derek Yisrael. Tada Rav Pras made B'Davar. The Euphrates River testifies, right? Because the water flows from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel from the rainwater. You know, didn't make Bavel Shiradu Shama Har Eretz Yisrael. Smeich Lachem. The Jews in Bavel. It's so happy. It wasn't communication like today. The Jews in Bavel saw the Euphrates River rising. Oh, our brothers in Eretz Yisrael had a good rainy season this year. Okay, they were happy for them. Anyway, but the bottom line for us, Allah, is Abu the Shmuel, and I'm the Quran to your life. Abu the Shmuel held like Rav. Right? That's why he said you can't go in the month of Nisan because there's more rainwater over there. And again, the Rashi there, Shabbos HaMachem, verse 25, Sovar Shemi Yibu Nofin, that's Hanuk Shama, that's rainwater, Allah Zokin, Hanovin, which comes from the underground spring. They quote the same Mishnah Mikvah, so we looked at that before, okay? And he says, Ashboran, a few lines down, when a mikveh, if it's flowing, what you consider a mikveh like rainwater, that doesn't, a total kelim or a person is no good. Okay? Aval novin, but it's novea. Underground spring, the time commotion is open. It works like that. Hilchah, again, was the end of the sixth line there. Hilchah. The only Nisan shanos and dealing there, shomer shomer choref. In the Nisan season, when the rivers expand because of the rainwater of the winter season. Oh, my half sharas hashlogim from the melting of the snow and so on. Chayesh shem yivu anot ha-zochen. She tells me, I'm not shalom ha-zochen. But la-zochen ha-chayim ben-otrim. Ben-it ha-zmai-la-lam. I can't work with zochen. That's how she explains the sugi. Tos is there. In Shabbos ha-mahem ha-beis, didn't want to start the rabbah. Pras, at first he discussed a technical question. Don't rivers flow in the other direction? Don't flow from west to east. Okay, they flow the other direction, figures out, okay, but the Euphrates would go around. Somehow they're able to figure it out. But more important for us now is the second post is there in 26. Shema Yirbu Anotin. Again, Shabbos, Tamach HaMadeh. There, quotes again the first part that we know. We look down about a few lines down from the beginning, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The Yesh Mefarshim. Shalom HaYirotza Lazdil Mablan Mishum Dilhavo Suffolk Zavos. That they have Zav and Zavo need both need Mayim Chaim. The post again says, well, here it's not true. Because first of all, what does it do? Help them to make a mikveh for them. They need Mayim Chaim. Second of all, it's only been in Zav, not by Zav. Okay. Now, The question he asks is as follows: the entire Shmuel, the Amar Ena Mayim, the time is Ochan, the Prosper and Tishrei. What does Zov do? If you couldn't use the, what does Zov do? Right? Where could he possibly go? If he couldn't use the mikveh, he has to use a spring water. But from the
now became
not like no good because the rainwater. What did he do? So he says, "Yay, summer." But Mayim Mechusis ain't make some yard. So he has to find a Mayim that's covered, but it's somewhere in the cave, like Arizal's mikveh. It's indoors, enclosed. So you can't do it. All right, but now Tosfos asks another question. Someone mentions this again. In Tomar, Amay Chashin Shem Revu Hanotzin. Lay the Lomdus question. Lay Makama Kama Bottle. There's a principle Halacha. He has a Benovah Zor. But yeah, and that's if let's say something. You have a classic case. You have a big meat soup, and now a drop of milk spills in. Okay, so the more than 60 to 1. So the milk is bottled, finished. Now 10 minutes later, another drop of milk spills in.
Yeah,
there's a Kama Kama Bottle. Each drop is bottled individually. Didn't come dumped. If I take a pitcher of milk, I dump everything all at once, okay. But they may not be 61 anymore. But so the raindrops come to a comma bottle. Each raindrop, so what are we worried about there? More, every raindrop that came in should have been overpowered by the majority of the spring water. It shouldn't be a problem. The Tosfos answer is, he says, yeah, but it's his territory. The end of Shabbos 26, the end of the line there. He says, Kevon she'isa rabba, sorry, he says, Yeshama the Lord Mahani time of the Kama Kama Bottle came and Shaisa Rabba Mikashir. Kama Kama Bottle doesn't apply. It only applies up until as long as that stuff that's coming in is a minority. Once the stuff coming in becomes a majority, there's no more din of Kama Kama Bottle. That's Tosfos says. So the beginning maybe it worked, but it rained all winter. After a while, there was more rainwater. You know, it was already past the amount. You don't know Kama. No, that's it. Right. Not enough to move out there. Now, that's a Tosfos claim.
Even with the five Tosfos, Tosfos understands that there's a general rule. Once the milk becomes more.
That's what Tosfos says. Now, I'm not saying how many five Tosfos. I'm not saying. I was thinking. Other Rishonim disagree. Okay? The ritual, the Chushar ritual there in Shabbat, Tamach, and they do about the Mitzvah of our Robert, 27. He says, first of all, he's bothered by the same kasha. Don't the streams go in the other direction? So he says, that's not a kasha. Lav kushi, klal ki derech hanaretz. He's not came. The rivers don't go straight. They're windy, you know. And if you're coming back, I found if you're coming from Udevi, let's say, from whatever, out west over there, come back to come from Pennsylvania, right? Right along Udevi. So now they have a thing, when you go over the river, it tells you what river it is. As you're driving, you go over the Passaic River 6 times, I think. Something's curving. You keep going on the Passaic River. Anyway, that's what the Ritual says without referring to the Passaic River. The second Ritual, Kosovar, Shem Yuvah, Notan Zokh, he says, is the Havel Zokh and Yuta. He asks also the Kasher, he says, nothing to do with Mayim Shuvim, but some people claim that he rejects that. He says, not because he needs Mayim Chaim. And at the end, he says, he doesn't deal with that question. He just deals with the issue that it's not a problem of Zokh needing Mayim Chaim because we're in Paschim that way. Ella, what we said, at the time of the milsa, may shemeimei geshamim binam kemikveh. Rainwater is a mikveh. A mayim time is ochen, not that. But fine. But I forgot. The Ritual didn't deal with the kama bottle question, but the Ramban does. Okay. The Ramban also there. Chizur Ramban in Shabbos Amchem Beis. I realize I put this out of order. I'm sorry. Shem Yibu notam azochen. He says first of all, Yaf appears Rashi. It's got nothing to do with Shuvin, although he's close to Ben Chanan says it. That the Nei Geshamim may be gathered in the roofs and things, and then it became Shulam, but he rejects that idea. Okay. But as far as the Kama Kama Bottle question, the Meiri asked the question. I think the 29, Luke 29, Beis Al-Khira, Shabbos Hamachem, Beis, the Meiri writes, okay, so in this question, so what if there's more rainwater? It's Mato Rishon Rishon. That's just Hebrew for Kama Kama Bottle, right? He says, different territory. And with Jesus, Rekanyash, Vitarsim, Shabbat, the Dover Hababi De Shamayim, Ain Omim Kama Kama Bottle. Kama Kama Bottle is a principle when it spills in, but if this is natural, Hashem, because Hove Ain Be Other Lakev, you can't stop the rain from falling. That's right. You can't stop it from raining, right? In other words, that's an act that we call it in insurance business, an act of God, right? In other words, act of God, that there's no Kama Kama Bottle. That's a different terrace, interesting terrace on Miri. Another terrace that Benetan has in a Tosin Baba Kama Kupum and Days, even also Omer Lagador, Benetan before, she says, you only say Kama Kama Bottle, like in the case I gave you before. A little milk spills in a few minutes later. Another minute. When there's an ongoing thing, he says, Dafka, the second line of it, Dafka Kishesh Hefsek Beitayim. If there's in between comma and cut one drop and another, there's some kind of Hefsek. Okay? But when it keeps coming in one shot, there's
rain.
No comma going
up. In rain, how do you measure it?
Good question, too.
Drop.
Right, but there's not really, because there's a drop here and a drop here right away. There's no,
even
this, yeah, a split second. I understand. But
this drop,
yeah.
This drop, and the one above it, is later.
Yeah, but there's the one next to it also. There's so many of them. Sideways. Sideways, too. Anyway, that's the main top. Okay. But there is another, one other terrace. The Tosfos in Bechoros, Nun Heim Rebbe, is going over to Nun Vavon Aleph. Okay, first, the preview of coming attraction in 1 second. But the Tosfos there says that even though Shmuel's father, disagreed with Shmuel, as we'll see, and Rav also is going to talk about Shmuel. We're going to see that later. Okay, but more important to us at the moment, he says, right, we'll get that too. He said, but also, Tom, the Kama Bottle, lo Yitachon over here is a different reason. The Kol Yisra Bottle, Chosev Neir. Okay, that Yitzchak can be reborn. Okay, so I have a number of different answers to that question. Halacha l'maisa. Okay, the Tumas Hadeshin, the discussion of the question is in Reish Nundal 32. The Shomati Makshin, Maishna notes in the Psulin, Zochar Rios and Mafka the Torah Zochar. Why is it? Not because of Kama Kalabazo. Why is it that if there's more Zochar than spring water, it ruins it. Remember, we learned last week, Mayim Sha'ulim, we said, once you have the right shear, and we trust that you can pour in as much Mayim Sha'ulim as you want.
Why
is this good? As long as I have enough spring water.
Wasn't that
the mitzvah? Why shouldn't it be the same thing? That's just why shouldn't it be the same thing? Okay? You had a mikvah shalom from Emsa. Enough will talk, I feel ever so in Shu'ulim, but I learned Shu'ulim. Why should it be different? Oh, okay. So why should it be different? Because don't tell me. Because maybe Shuvim has no independent status. Shuvim can't be lo chashivi klal atara tam v'shum tzad, and therefore it's completely bottled to the mikvah water. Masha'en okein, rainwater could be used right to the matara, so it can't be bottled. He doesn't like that reason. He says hach tamales. He disagrees. He says towards the end of the seventh line down, v'loche nira matara, following teretz. He says, give a different tariff. Kevin Shiyesh Khan Kvar Mikvah Shalem. Kola Shun Shubutokha Nasu Kulan Zul Mitokha. Varem Kim Chubaram Dixeri Lipoblam. He says, with a mikvah, you have a mikvah shalem to any other water, it becomes immediately part of that. Okay? Whereas over here, that's based on the concept of Zriya, and here it's not connected the same way. I'm not sure I fully understand, but that's what he says, the two things are not the same. On the next page, he says, Avo Psul denotes him, okay, the rainwater. He says, "She'ena mitara de'zchila, ena mitara de'klal." It's not that there's a problem with it; it doesn't work over here. And he says at the end of the bottom line, "Either gzeres hakosuf, okay, either gzeres hakosuf, or some other explanations." I don't really understand his teretz, but the Tzvot Hadeshin raises that issue. I just wanted to share it with you. There is another comment. The Ritva makes an interesting comment in the Sugya in the Dharma, which we'll see shortly too. Memo based. He says another interesting question about the river. He says, what if you have another unique, maybe a problem with Zochin, why it's worse? Because something else happens. Not only does the river rise, okay, when you have more rainwater, but also expand, right? And also could flow further, and it goes to tides further. So maybe the issue is, I can't be titled in a place where the natural water in the spring only goes, 10 feet wide. Now that it rained, it's 20 feet wide, but the extra 10 feet, the extra 5 feet on each side, that's not really part of the river because that's only because of the rainwater. You follow what I'm saying? He says, it's a little before, right? I feel the mokos and nimshach mitchila, mashenim mitchashom, sotar and enetzol olam. He says, that's the difference that he suggests between this shuvim as opposed to this. Yeah. Right. The white king is over here. That's what the Ritva says. Let's go weiter in the Sugya in Shabbos 34. And now we come to the seat of Shmuel that we alluded to a moment ago. So we have so far Avod the Shmuel who made the mikvahs for his daughters because he said they can't use the river certain times of the year. We had Rav who also was concerned about that. Mm-hmm. The Euphrates, we know, can be tell that it rained and everything swelled because the river swells. The 34 continued to warn Shabbos Tamachem Beis who pleaded the Shmuel. The Omar Shmuel, Nara Mekipa Mivra. Difficult phrase, Nara Mekipa Mivra. What does that mean? He says any river gets, by definition, the majority of its water from Mikipe, Rashi says in 35, from the rocks or from the source underground, whatever that means. Spring, right? But those are Yisela is keeper, right? The law of Mimehagsham. Okay? In other words, says Shmuel, bottom line is, practically speaking, halachically speaking, anyway, I don't care how much rainwater came in, I don't care how rainy a season you had, the river is still, the majority comes from the spring. So says Shmuel, that's what he says.
The definition.
Well, Pliga.
Definition.
Halacha, anyway, halacha definition. He says, Upliga, we're going to analyze it. Upliga continues tomorrow, Upliga the day out of the day. Shmuel self contradicts. The Omar Shmuel, Shmuel himself said, Ein hamayim v'tam b'zochen, you can't use the zochen, ela pras, the Euphrates, v'yom etishra b'vad, which is what, like his father, right? He said, you can only use the Euphrates River, yom etishra, at the end of the fall, when it doesn't have rainwater. But the first statement we're referring to now is mikipe mivra, and again, as the Rashi explains, Shmuel seems to argue himself, because he only allows the Euphrates River in the fall, after they've had a whole season with no rain, shechad lo akshomim, the rabba azochen, says Rashi, there's more spring water, v'yesh taras mayim, and so on. The Tosus says as follows. First of all, he says, v'im tomar little getosus, Shabbos alhem, v'yesh lumat for the Omar Shmuel, take a look. Tosus says, bothered by what evidently is bothering him, is there, right? V'im tomar, the hakha chazinan, shemach masak shalom, hem gdelem. We can see with our own eyes that after the rain, water level is higher. I mean, well, it is. So what do you mean? It's a common, what's Shmuel talking about? That's basically those discussions. Yishlomar, has a gemara? Kedomar b'taynis, masach b'taynis afchav meiz, she'en v'cha tefach yored nomala, she'en tfachayim olin kenegdo nomato. I don't know if this is the halacha on the street. You know what? The tradition, if a tefach's worth of rainwater comes from above, then two tefachim pop out from the bottom. Somehow the rainwater comes from heaven, makes more water come out of the spring. I don't know the science of it. I don't know that's so. Yes, even if you have a lot of rainwater, there's even more. So, look, the truth of the matter is, I don't know how to measure rivers. It is true that the river is higher after it rains, but it's exactly the amount based on the rain. It's higher because both because of the rain and because of more from the spring. Okay, so that's what he says. The Omer that Shmuel tells us the rule. I don't know. Shmuel knew it. The Omer Rabbeinu Tam, the Hill Chesed Kavasi, the Shmuel. Right, who's right? The Omer says, and Shabbos knew the story, knew the rivers too. There's a new science. Okay, the Omer Rabbeinu Tam, the Hill Chesed Kavasi, the Shmuel. When the Tam says the halacha is like Shmuel. Okay, which means you can go in the river anytime. Because even at the end of the rainy season. But he has a rule or understanding that even in the end of the rainy season, there is more spring water. So it's a tremendous cooler. And Rabbeinu Tam says, he's talking like that. So you don't have to worry about Yom Tishrei, not Yom Tishrei, right? And he brings a raya, which we'll see in a second, because the truth of the matter is, then Tosfos at the end, the lav dafka nakat pras, don't think he meant only the Euphrates. That's just what he's talking about, because that's where he lived. Well, the lechol nahar. Okay, that's just what it said, pras, because the biggest river, or it says, the Eretz Yisrael. And look at the last words of Tosfos. And that said about it, opposed to what we rely upon, the people should be toggled in the mikvah, toggled in the river, but toggled in the river, even if they've been raised very high. So past the toggled.
It makes sense also far, because where does the water
come from originally?
To the spring?
Right, then it regenerates. And there's also the water cycle. Ultimately, water comes
under the ground from nice
to dry. Right, but all related. All the water is related somehow. But okay, I don't know. Again, I don't know the science. Now, that's the answer. Toast is going to be potted like that. The Ramban and the Chiddush from there, Shabbos, Tamachem, Beis, 37, Hadar, Mashmul, the Tema, Ten Kasha, Shahu, Shahari, Anurohan, Shikshiyardim, Gisham, Hanah, Rabba, we see it, it does get bigger. He gives the same thing based on the answer of Tinus, that Gemara and Tinus, you know, that there's more coming below. Okay. Now, look at the second paragraph of the Ramban, 37. The nearer me did Rabbi Hanano Salachi Kirav. Despite the fact that Rabbi Tam, we just read Paschim like Shmuel, but Hanano says Allah is like Rab. The Afra Ben Agadol, that's what Ramban says that he means the Rif, right? Our great master, the Rif, Kosovo the Buddha Shmuel, he passed like a Buddha Shmuel, even though he didn't mention Rab, he called Shmuel, and so on. And he says, Chisal Kishmaita, the Shmuel Nami, because Shmuel himself, let's remember, Shmuel's going to say this idea that the river gets its nourishment or its waters from the spring. Then he himself said, when he said, Pliga the day on the day. Shmuel himself disagreed with himself, right? Shmuel at the end, he looked back at the end of 34. Omar Shmuel, Ein Hamayim, Etal Zochan, El Pras, Mi Yomei Tishu Mavad. Right? Shmuel himself went back to say like his father, like Rav. The Sez Ramban, his father, that we pass him like that. Okay? And so therefore, and he has, Shmuel contradicts himself. He has other places where Shmuel said one thing you know, but then he passed the other way, Lamaisa. That's what it looks like. He said this statement about rivers, but good, but that's not how he held the halacha. He may have said, maybe true, it is two tefachim come from the bottom, very nice. But it doesn't mean that it's the halacha. Okay? And he says, Shema Vida Halacha Lamaisa, Kamashon, Alkein Halacha Kirav. First of all, like we just three lines of Rav. Like we did said, first of all, we have a rule, Rav Shmuel Halacha Kirav Bisuri. We have a general principle. And the Hokus Rav and Shmuel, he pass like Shmuel and marvelous matters. But in Isurim, like ritual matters, he pass like Rav. So there's the ritual matters, he pass like Rav. But oh, the Ravim is not only that, but the Ravim, it's Rav and Avod the Shmuel, right? The only question is, El Shakar Shalem Shanagu Litpo Ben Haris Bein Biyomin Isin Bein Biyomin Tishrei. He says, it's a little difficult because Ramban also knew of the practice to use the rivers all the time. But yes, Misha Omer, the Chosek HaShmuel, right? Some say, oh, that's what, that's the Benetan. Okay, he brings the Rai, which we're going to say shortly. But nevertheless, Ramban holds, you look at the top of the next page, he says, V'chein Pasak, the Seif HaYirei, B'Shem Benetan Zal, the Ein HaPsak Nochon, I disagree, that's not correct. The Lord Royal is not, we shouldn't rely upon it. Okay? And he says, even the Gemara that they brought as a Raya, which we'll see in the Choras, was only a sheet of Rabbeir, not like Rabbanan. Basically, it's because we'll see in a second. We'll see it in 1 second. So he says, Hashemah Yesh Lahakal Roshanidon Zeil of Yishaman Nira Ben Aharon. He's amazed. Rabbanan is trying to find the Limud Tzchus here. Rabbanan disagrees with the Ben Atam. Okay? The Ben Atam disagrees. I'm sorry, the Ben Atam Paskins like Shmuel, but the Ben Chananel and the Riz and the Ramban seem to say that Pesach is not correct, even though the Iraim held like a Ben. The Machok is shown in plain language, right? But the Ramban tries to catch a cool. He says, "Shema Yeshlahok of Lomar Shanir Dovi Mashanir Ben Haros." He says, "Maybe it depends on the individual rivers." Try to unreal about the Colorado River. Sorry, unroach ain't on our Rabbos the most of Shem. Some rivers don't really get noticeably bigger when it rains. Okay, so he says, and he makes a difference also. What happens to those rivers in a non-rainy season? Some rivers dry up. Totally. I remember one time I was in Phoenix, you know, in the summertime. So Phoenix, but right. The first time I was in Phoenix, I remember I led a tour from NCSY, so we came in on the bus, you know, Phoenix, it's very hot in the summertime. We passed by a bank that had outside one of the electronic, in those days, a modern thing, electronic thing, that had the time and the temperature slipping back and forth. It was 118 and 115. That's the word. So, you know, kids all taking pictures, like a big thing. But anyway, so I know my wife and I went a few years ago to Phoenix. She had a friend who had a timeshare, something like that. So there. We stayed in this place. And one of the first things I do when I'm on vacation, I go to the hotel, so I look on the TV, what's the weather for the week? I guess you can look on your cell phone. I don't know what's the weather going to be. So we come in, Phoenix, we came in the evening to sit down, and they said, this is the monsoon season. Something, oh, did we make a mistake? Like, what, monsoon? I'm thinking about India. You know, we get swept away someplace. All right, so we think we'll do indoor activities. Then we sat there and said, what's the monsoon season? It means that every day for this week, between 1 o'clock and 1:20, it's going to rain. That's the monsoon. So I guess everything is relative. But I mentioned the point. We're driving by or a tour. This is here's this river, here's that. I'm looking, this is a river. There's no river. There's no water. It's dried up totally, right? So that's what the Ramban says. Rivers which dry up totally, he says, there, then you got, and now in the that for sure it's rainwater, exactly. That's the point. There, it's rainwater for sure, you can't use it. And he says, maybe that's why Shmuel mentioned, the Gemara mentioned Pras, especially, wasn't all rivers. It was Dafka the Euphrates, that doesn't dry up. It was Dafka the Euphrates, maybe that whole cooler in the town. They quote the Iranian song, he said, of a low call, call Hanahoros the clouds there. It's not all. Maybe in Bavel, because Bavel was a lower line, Bavel Mukli, but the Raya of Shinar, you know, the Minar Mesa Mabel, whatever. So he quotes and says, the Iranian Halacha is like Shmuel. Maybe that's only in those places. But at the end, the Ramban says, when he says the word Mechazin, means it dries up. There might be a difference whether it dries up or not. It's an important Tahara by the Ramban. At the end, he says, well, Tainu ain anu yesh lochos b'chol nar. Actually, it's Baruchal Mayan Shalom. I was doing this before. Ramban says, like you better be sure there's a Mayan there. He says, find out. He says, you always shouldn't rely on any river unless there's a Mayan, or where it comes from, and so on. And it's there, Bein Rosh HaChamas, the Hilchot. I don't know either. I don't know if maybe Ramban did or didn't, but that's all. The Gemara in Bechoros that they quoted as a Raya for Shmuel, 38, Gemara in Bechoros says that actually the Pras has a different name. Why is the river called Pras? Why is it called Pras? Shememav Parim V'Rabim. B'choras Nun Heim Adayim. Called Pras from the word Purvu. The water self-perpetuates. It's self-fruitful. That's a raya like small. Messiah is small. That the water comes from within, not from outside sources. That's what they want. And pliga the rab, it's against what? That's what they want to say. This gemara is a raya to Shmuel. That's why the Rebbe Tam wanted to pass like Shmuel, even though he's in the minority, but he has another gemara that supports him. Right? And the others wanted to say it, but that was just Rebbe Meir said this. Others said not like that. Anyway, Rashi explains, Yuvo Shmuel Shal Pras. It's part of the rabbi. Next Rashi, Shagod of the rabbi, lo shum matar. It multiplies, like, poor rule, multiplies it out with it. Okay. Anyway, and the post is Dan Bechorah says, the name of Beis, we'll ask him to say Shmuel. Says Apag of the Shmuel Arabic Cholon or he has not like that Rambam. Shmuel's talking about all rivers. Okay, but he mentions Pras. This is an example. Okay, maybe it's the process. Misparach Yoser has more and so on. But really, it's any river which is like the Meritam. Interestingly, the rabbi in the sefer called Balei Nefesh, the rabbi wrote a sefer called Balei Nefesh. Hilchos Nida and Miklos and Sharamayim Siman Aleph. The rabbi writes in 41. The Hada Amar Shmuel Hasam Ein Amayim Mitarim Bizochim Ela Pras Biyomei Tisher Lavlim Ute Shar Naharos. He agrees. Like those, it doesn't exclude other rivers, but Elulamute Agamim, it excludes lakes. Shebabava, Lebabava, Shedomim Lenaharos, the Haim Meg Shaman. Many lakes are rainwater. You've got to be careful. Okay? Rivers.
We don't know. No, but he's saying
like small rivers, we do know based on Gemara and Titus that there's more water coming below. But even if we say that by rivers, he's saying
like
rivers. Exactly. The other place where this Gemara comes up is in the Durham. Memo of Aleph Gomer, Memo of Beis. Okay, we'll read it quickly. 42. Amar Rabban, Amar Rab, Nitro B'Mara, Sada Rabban, Pras, etc. Pliga, the Shmuel. Same Gemara, really. So in the Dorim, you have the Ran on the side of the page. Okay, so I've printed all these Rans. We're not going to read all inside of the whole page here. But the Ran in the Dorim, Memo of Aleph, says Amar Oven and so on. He quotes the same thing he says. And we're worried there's too much rainwater. And look at the second line there, 43. V'naf Kaminish, Asa Lipovol. The Mishain makes on no Tatarim, Zokno, everything we said. Okay, and four lines down. Hilcha, Tohecha deika lemecha Shem Rabba anot hazochem aser. Mahainu kishanar gadol harbe. That's if you see that the water level really raises. We're going to see the Ron says you really got to look at each river by itself. Maybe you can measure. That's what he's saying. Okay, he says you got to see each river. Okay, right? No, exactly right. So that long round on the next page, really two long rounds on the next page. On source 44. He says, "Pras be yomitir." We're not going to read the whole thing. Time, but it's worth seeing. Iran makes a big issue, saying, in Tishrei, it's not the rainy season, it's not snow melting season. Okay, but then he writes, the problem with Pras the rest of the year is, because we are concerned, is right at the end of the second line, Kol she'anu b'kiyim, if we know the Pras b'yomei Tishrei kamehi aliyaso, you can see how much the water level rose. The chayim b'shar nahars or other rivers yodim anu b'en shalom, and it's not the shircham. We know what it goes up, what it goes down. Then we can measure. And he says,
"What does that mean? One year you see it,
and I guess you have to look in the rain in the beginning. Yeah, I guess I don't know how many years is the question. And he also makes this distinction about nahar shem mechazin that dry up. Okay, he says those things that dry up ain't tovim b'en olam because you have to look at basically pretty much that's the thing. Okay, and that's why he says that Shmuel, okay, Shmuel, that he says a few lines later, Mishum Hachi Kamar Shmuel, She'ein Hamayim Metam Zolchem El Pras, Ukayotze Bo She'ein Mechazel, and we know it never dries up. Okay, but we don't know, or he says, in maybe 10 lines, Misha'ein O Bokivo, okay, then you got to be careful. Okay, now he says, Yomei Tishrei, even if you're not a Boki, perhaps there's room. Then you know that's what he's saying. Right, correct. Right. If you see that it didn't, then you can even use it. And he says the same thing. If you're concerned in Tishrei, let's say, and he's saying both ways. In other words, the Ron says, and let's say in Tishrei, it's still high. There was so much rain, you have to know each year. And he says, if there was so much rainwater that you see that in Tishrei it's still high, even though it hasn't rained in 3 months. Okay, he says, even if you say in Tishrei it's still there, you have to worry about it. Okay, in Roa B'Tishrei, Shazaba Kokach, Atshe Efshar Olachu, Shem Rabba Bonotin, then I feel a B'Tishrei in a Tovobo. So it's like you just said, okay, it's not a blanket rule. You have to look at each river, each situation. That's what he said. That's what he says the Gemara means. Now, Ulina Halacha, what's Halacha? Yeah, a little bit. Ulina Halacha, what's Allah? He says what we said before. Pasuk of Menatam Kishmul. right? The on the Harim, the Kippim, the rivers get the waters from the rocks and so on the bottom, okay? And he says, even though Afagav the Rav Poligalei, the Rav Ushmoch, the Rav Yisuri, the Ode, Abu the Shmuel, Nami Surikara, and not that, but either for Shmuel, Nami Shmuel himself seems to disagree with himself. I feel Hochi, Kamal, and Kishmuel based on Gemara Mechorot, that Prost has that name and so on and so forth. Maybe the only price, not a price, because maybe it doesn't apply to all the rivers. This is all based on Rabbi Tam. And he says a few lines later that it really applies to every river. But Nimsa, if you look, very important, seven lines from that, you know, from the second line there, Alinu Halacha. The Nimsa Lafi Dazet. Shala Olam Tovlin bin Naharos, La Filo Kishim is Marchin Harbe Machmas Kshomim. But again, he says, like the Ramban, he really shav huzal even up in the Tam lo amar el benar shein mechazin only rivers that don't dry up. Of mechazin lech alameimer behu the mivuchem mikupai. You can't say that. That's from the Tam. Amar ben Chananel or of alfasis al pasuk kirab with the Shmuel they are differently. They said it's only in the river like the Euphrates, only Tishrei. Okay, and he says especially Shmuel himself. We don't. Why? What's the logic? We lo dachin the name of the surah, davinig malach lemaisa mishum memer dagarata. He mentions dagarata, right? The water get the rivers get their nourishment from the bottom, and our time is a tefach from above. So that's dagarata. It's not a halachic statement, and therefore we're not going to push aside halacha. And he says, "Ushmul nami lav leinin maisa amar." He wants to pause. Even Shmuel didn't mean halacha lemaisa. But again, you know, there are those who disagree. Let's get the. Yeah, okay. But these are correct. Those are said like that. But and then the Rambam passed every minute on, but it was Ran and Ramban and others. Others disagree totally. Others disagree with certain types of rivers, certain seasons. No, yeah, the big machlokas. Okay.
That is true from what he saw.
Yeah. Well, that's the Ran talking about. You got to look. You got to look in each one. Okay.
In the Gemara, everybody said halacha. Yeah, they knew, and that
I think so.
Saw.
I think so. Yeah. Now, the last round, the second one, the Nimsa Akshol did there that he summarizes. One, Shanaharos HaMechazin ain't telling them to call. Rivers are dry, you can't use them at all. Because we're always afraid it's too much, it's mostly rainwater or melted snow. Two, Naharos Gedolim, Shain Mechazin, big rivers that never dry up. Kol Shu Bucky Bahan, again, as long as you know the Odea, you know the status and so on and so forth, then you don't have to worry about it. But if you know, if you see that it rose, then even Tishrei is no good. Finally, at the end of that paragraph, Misha Eino Baki Ben Bechalash on a Kula, Tarach Lachos Lehem. You don't know. You have to be suspicious, except for Yom Tishrei, because there you can assume, unless you know, we can assume that the rivers mostly.
Unless you know, it means you're not assuming.
No, right. It says Yom Tishrei, he says, Mirastam. I said, Mirastam ain't also, you know.
You don't have to know.
Right. For Tishrei, only Tishrei time.
Right.
Now, the other opinion goes, others make a difference, as we said before. That the concern is in the place you have to be targeted the makom shelo haisa sham zchilos or shana kolon chayim. Okay, afo b'she'achshav rozalazo mutalitoli. The rivet is a kula. That's not the rivet. That even if it's in a place where there was no water before, it widened. That's also okay. Then he quotes around it with the inside. The Torah habayis of Rashbam 45. We'll move quickly now. When we divrayim lamadno the Rashbam also she'ein tovin b'naharos. Should not be targeted the rivers. So says the Rashbam. Okay, I do like Abu Shmuel did, and it was the deal with the rice here after Macha. So says the Rosh Law. Okay, the Rosh. What
neither
of us?
Okay, now,
so the Rosh.
We're not talking about new Galen.
Right,
I'm talking about 200 Galen and women.
Yeah. Now, the Rosh, the Dar Mem of an Aleph, Russell's a print on the page here in Dar. On that word, Nar, to keep from his bar, he says, also, Rov Gadol Hanar Minat the home. Most swelling of the river is from the depth. Okay? And therefore, Hilchach lo yigdal hanarim v'ikshom shirot b'makom echad. It won't rain in one place. Then that's not going to cause the river to rise. Karen Ora analyzed what the Rosh means, and there in Memon Alf, the Rosh of Rosh. Well, he said, what does the Rosh mean by that in one place? He says, you know, you have a river spans, it might be different over here than over there, depending on where the rain fell. Okay. The Rosh, Hilchach mikvot,
like
which is...
Which is
low. Well, because where is it? Which, no,
the river
right, but he's pretty
good. The river where rained an hour ago. Now it's someplace else.
That's right, I understand, but he says, I guess he's saying, where does that underground water come from? Right?
Wherever it came from, a day later, it's in a different place. Well, it came from the sky or underground. A day later, it's not there anymore. It's someplace else.
It's an interesting point. It's true, but I guess there's more of it than that one place. It doesn't all flow away. All the water flows, so that it rises. Again, I don't know the science. I'm not sure, but that's what the Rosh over there says. The Truas Hadeshin is bothered by this problem, as you just asked, Josh. In Rashi and Dal, that's the same Truas before. There's the first part of the Truas Sheila. The Harbei Ayaros Umekomos Nogim Anashim Lipov Anaros Kol Hashana. The meaning is Ein Moch Leila. Rabbanu says okay. The Lama Aleichos. Why are we worried about the other Shita? Kama Gaonim. The Pasuk the Chachinah. We are worried. And Raya Daim the Karis. It didn't Karis. The Mida is the Karis. And it's not the Lord. And he says Truas Yirah. I mean Hadin Hayal Anachos. We should be worried about it because he says the Rambam and Rabbeinu Chananel and Rabbeinu Rutenberg and Ashri Kulam Pasuk of Udishmul. They all follow Udishmul. And Alpha got it in a Tom Pasuk the other way. Okay, and tells us quotes about the time, and he quotes that people do it, like you said. Kalmokom, about the 4 or 5 lines down from the Truva starts, and he quotes the smog, or do it, smog, or I like about the time. He kalmokom, tamo, it's a chorus, because there, it's a chorus, so yeah, you can't, you're going to ignore him in the Hanano, one of the early Rishonim, she calls Rodi the Kabbalah, hein, Rimawar Wutenberg, Kalachon Kibasor, by Samcho, and so on. He quotes the Rashbam, okay, who says an interesting thing. He says, practically speaking, Rashbasi, or as a rule, Gala Shakasa, Lashem Rashbam, the Gala Shom, the line right after that, Rabbias notes the Nilso Shichai. It's just the Nilso Shichai that there's more rainwater. And I got that from, but that's what he says. And he says that whole thing of Avod Shmuel, that was in Bavel, that was in Eretz Yisrael, not around here. Around here, you don't have more rainwater than underground water. That's what he says.
But around here.
In Europe. Rashbam. The problem is,
because
too much.
Because the Rashbam
is going to maybe.
And
that's the Rashbam is bothered right away. Look at that time after the bottom. That is Tamahu. But we see it is true. And it arose. And we do see it with our own eyes. Okay? And therefore he says, Gam is one of the Eshwachos. So he says, he quotes Mordechai, was also has a cooler. It depends on whether it dries up, everything it says. At the end, he says, bottom line, you know why they don't make them? Because they have no choice. Look at the way. I'm saying, you had a sheet that allowed it. Not just for the problem, other Rishonim. His kashal is what you mean, machok Rishonim, should be machim, right? Didn't call it. We're not going to be machim, we're going to rely on those poskim and say it's okay. That's the chain here, Mashakil, Kadmone, Lamukhadovish, from the kashal, the kama arrows, from the kavosh, and spazu, Shamah Yehudim. Jews are scattered all over the place. Okay, they ain't something that lock boil and mikvahs. They're not able to build mikvahs, and these cities are near rivers. Okay, and we're going to ask them to go in there, so it's going to be about the period of review. They'll do away with when the zalt don't feel all together. He says basically
that other people in a different state.
Maybe he said, but we have you rely on the other sheep. The Mordechai also in that parak and Shabbos Ayin Dalam and Beis Nefesh. The different Shabbos parak and Meishin Remeshin Nun Zion in the 50. He calls him in the town, and that's how often. He'll talk Chachmutar, and he'll put Bechor, and he'll call Shana Kul. You know, he calls him Rambam Rutenberg, disagreed. And people tie it against Rambam Rutenberg. He says, he's screaming you by telling the women they're going to use it, they can have child in a mamzerim. These are not mamzerim because there's no mamzerim neither, but they're bothered by it. The Rambam passes in Halacha Amayis and Parak Test, Halacha Yudgimel, who could be closed. Okay, the Rambam doesn't clarify. He just says there's more rainwater, it doesn't work. Then you go through this whole thing. Rambam just passes in Rabu, Meg Shalom, Enar. Okay, the rabbi makes shom einar ain matar bezocha elabash borin. Okay, so if we have to build a thing like Rabbi Shmuel did, the tour quotes the machlokes. Rabbi Tam is Mako, there's others a machmer, it's a Marunberg, and his father the Rosh was also machmer. The Shulchan Aruch have both opinions. Look at 53. So in Reish Alfiv Beis, the Chaver says the third line there says chay nachon lahoros lahachmer, yishmi machmer, and not use rivers at all. But the Ramo writes avol yesh matirin. Avoyesh Matirin with Bob and Aris Kala Shama, some people pull out it even in the rainy season, even if the snow melted because of this these coolers that we have. The Chainagu, I don't know, I guess practically they couldn't do it.
Okay,
but you have to make sure there's a lot of factors going to make it. That's the point. Yeah, that's what they call it. That's their
Kabbalah. Less than the rain, but
it's a giggle. Yeah, well, I guess that's
the Kabbalah.
There's got to be a hole in the ground that the water doesn't seep out. It's not so partial.
Where's it sitting at? On the bottom?
No, but the side roof surface. You have to put cement. You got to put cement. I don't
understand. What's called seeping out?
That's a machlokes. That's a machlokes. No, but it has to be. You have to build it into the ground. It can't be a tub above ground. It has to be in ground.
So you dig.
Okay.
So you have a.
I know, but dirt. Dirt is porous, right? It's gonna water.
That's all gluten.
Yeah.
So like,
we mentioned last week. Right?
So it means every avatar has to be
field.
Stone or wood.
Yeah. Hold on.
That's certainly a chassidus.
Now, I call it the shach. I won't read the shach now. But again, the Rav Moore has the cooler, and he says, there's no available to build a mikveh. And he says, however, certainly if the river, he's kosher that cheap Rav Moore. But again, a river that dries up, and it's clear that it's only from the water, there's no maya in there, then you cannot use them. Okay, if it's completely, but if not, okay. So now we have the shachar, the tars, which we don't have time to read now. That's about a river. So halacha l'maisa, I think today it's very, very shwer to rely on rivers. If we have mikvahs nearby, it's not a big deal. You can drive a little bit.
The
question is how far? Oh, I'm from the ocean. Yeah, it's about rivers. No. Because rivers. Now, what about the ocean? The ocean l'maisa, you're not going to have more rainwater than right. That concern doesn't exist. But first of all, just a side point. I put to the posting of Rashi's parak aleph the mishnah. It's good, you know. The ocean is called a mikveh. And that's not my joke. That's not a joke. Mishnah in Mikvahs quotes it. The last page. Okay. Mishnah does. Call a yamim ki mikveh. And then a mikveh amayim kari yamim. Now some say it only means the yama gadol. Those say it means all. Okay. Right, exactly. So interesting. So I got on the time. Look in 58. That same mission, Mikvahs Parakei Mishadal, appears in Torah, Parakes Mishnaches, because to do with the Mechatos and so on at the end. But do you look at the Pharisee Yisrael, the Son of Lishad, Yochanan and Boaz, and the Boaz owes Dalit, he says, nearly owed the Hacha V'Hasam Lo Asi La'Fuke Rak Sha'ar Yaman Ketamin. There are some things that we call a Yam, which are not oceans, really. She'ena L'Chubor and Klal Yam Okeanos. They're not connected to the ocean. Ki Yam Kineret, like the Yam Kineret. The Yam Melech. Yam Kaspi, the Caspian Sea. Oh, so that's what I'm saying. I think he's saying landlocked. Landlocked lakes, as the first so I think might be saying, are not going to be good because there, yet, unless you know that it comes from the ground spring. But as even though we call it Yam, but the first so saying Yam means the Mediterranean, the Atlantic, the Pacific, the Persian Gulf, whatever that's connected. I mean, you know, you look in the maps, the globe. But landlocked, he says, Yam Kaspia, that's the Caspian Sea, right? That's landlocked. So, yeah, basically, right, exactly. It's an enormous lake. Okay, who could know that? But the North Sea is connected to the Atlantic, right, in England. So right. Those things in the din of an ocean, that's good. But the lakes, he said, would be a problem, unless, as I said before, unless it's a lake which is completely. Field that's in not much seepage or not noticeable seepage, but that machok is. Or you know that it's an underground spring. Sometimes up in the mountains, but it can't.
So what's the lake? It's considered like a big lake.
It could be. If there's no noticeable, like a man-made lake. Yeah, so that's the question. But we did discuss that issue last week, how noticeable does the seepage have to be? What, a little water seeps out? You know, so that's a further question. But those are concerning the lake.
Right.
Or we don't know. The Rambam, it could be only those interconnected yamim. The Rambam wrote, Isha ain't a the Noma, like a port, but they always have a port because there's no private place there. And unless you put that partition up. Or you put a partition there. But the implication is that would be okay because those are the types of oceans that are good. Okay? And if Shuhar Pachin Eli Tus and Reish Alef Sifei Kalayamim Eshon Din Mayan Latar B'Tchila. Okay? However, he does make a distinction. What about a wave? The wave comes out, the wave shoots over, can't jump in the middle, go on the Tzimitlash. Okay, the side issue. The Archa Shulchan, last point. Okay, well, it could have been song. It's big enough, it could have been song. But it's not connected. There's a sugi like that. All right, the last thing I want to read is the Archa Shulchan.
The third category.
Yeah.
An estuary which is really part of the ocean. That's the Hudson River.
Yeah, I know.
You look at it.
Right,
it's
right, right,
going
right.
It's really an extension of the ocean.
Right, right, okay.
It actually has the same den as an ocean.
Maybe it would, yeah. Uh-huh.
They
could
can
be.
Tell by watching.
Yeah.
Sometimes it goes with the tide.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
6 hours later, going the other way.
That can suck really old to the high
tide.
Yeah.
First of all, look at the map.
High tide, low tide.
Look at the map. Second of all, you see it going up.
Yeah, yeah,
it's tide. So you know that's part of the ocean, you know it's good.
But the only other issue, though, with the ocean, again, the only other issue with the ocean, I want to say, practically speaking, sometimes we do use the ocean. But for the feel of a person, again, you got to be worried about the chatzitz issue with the sand. Walk in, your feet get... Walk out of the ocean, you've got lots of sand on your
leg. Private, okay.
That's a different issue, private. Another, right, exactly.
Something that makes the person go too fast.
They're correct, that's what we said earlier. You won't be troubled properly. Okay? The last thing I mentioned was... The last time I mentioned the Aruch HaShulchan, he says, Aruch HaShulchan always defends the Minhag HaMakom. He says, the Tim Reish Alfiv Mamet, we'll finish with this moment, I'm sorry, I went over. Talzeh Somchos, the Nos Yisrael should be Kvarim of Mekomosh Ein Nikla with Tobos, Bekayets, and the Haros, at least in the spring, in the summer they go in the rivers. In the winter, it's too cold, they go in the rivers, Europe. But he says, Om Nam HaRash Yishishim Kolach, strong enough to go with Laseh HaKor, okay, it's good. And you can listen to Chaldas of Akiva Kusach of Aramo. Okay. However, he says he mentions it has to be a type of river, but lo agamim hamitziam shows, not lakes or sources that dry up. Okay. Elin kein haagam ein aholch b'schila, unless the river, the lake is completely enclosed. Okay. Rakamayim nochem amkoma have a kmikva. That is like a mikva, like they said before. So he deals with both of those issues. Lamaisa. And be careful. I know sometimes in the camps up the mountains, the camp has a lake or whatever it is, but check it up on them. They sometimes do allow it. Okay, either because they know there's a mine there or because they feel it's completely self-contained. Today you can look on Google Maps. You can see how there's streams and so on.
In
this case, you have to look at the line. Anyway, so much for the mikvahs. The 2 weeks of mikvah just to give you some basics and until next week we'll have something else. I got in Shabbos.